Well, good morning. If you'll turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 145. Just as an introduction, this is a Psalm of David, where David's reflecting back in his life at the things that God has done in his life. If you look to the totality of the Psalm, you'll see that the Psalm itself is really talking about the fact that you can be as close to God as you want to be. David recognizes that it's praise, it's thankfulness that brings us close to God. And in Psalm 145, he expresses that. And he says in verse 1, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wonderful works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness and will shout joyfully of your righteousness. The reason this psalm came to mind to me this morning is because of our topic, clearly, today. And it's looking back and really appreciating and praising God for the things that he's done. Over the last year, we've had an opportunity to see the project of the of our church building begin. And it's actually a process that probably started 3 years ago, but the Lord just moved in our hearts about 12 months ago to actually begin the process. And so what I'm going to do is ask Mr. Hillen to come up, because he has graciously kind of spearheaded the project. And in talking with him, he has said multiple times how many marvelous things we've seen the Lord do, that things that only the Lord could have done in bringing the phase one to fruition. And now as we look forward to what the Lord has for us in phase two. So we just ask him to share some of the things, not all of them, because it would take too much time, but just share some of the things that particularly stand out with him over the last 12 months as this process. And then a little picture of what it's going to look like going forward.
Okay. Those of you that was in the first service, just bear with me. You're going to hear some of the same thing. But as Pastor Greg said, our phase one project is complete. We've received all the certifications, approvals from St. John's County, the Waters Management District, Palm Valley Overlay. So that project is behind us. It took 7 months of plan design, soil testing, surveying, permitting, and the usual stuff that you have to go through to get all the indices to sign off. Once we got our notice of commitment, we started January 6th, and it took approximately 5 months to get the work completed. So we had 7 months of planning and execution with the county and 5 months of getting the work done. So that's pretty much where that's at. I wanted to start off, and this is the most important part I wanted to convey. In Romans 1:17, it says, the just shall live by faith. And when we began, Pastor Gary challenged us from the very beginning to step out on faith. And, we had no workable plans, we had no funding, and yet we were going to step out on a project like this and just believe that the Lord would take care of it. So as a church body, that's what we did. We stepped out. There's some examples that I wanted to share with you, and like Pastor Greg said, I had to condense it down because there was so many that I just couldn't share them all. But remember when we started to move the portable, and there was only one place we had to go, and that was right out there. And I kind of like the looks of where it's at now, and it's accessible. But we had three different companies come in, and they did their bids, and we reviewed them, and we picked out the best. But and we delayed moving it for about a month and a half, and as you, we had that time. Has the Lord ever spoken to you on your heart and said, what are you thinking, you know? Was the best of the three the best we could do? So we went back and we looked at Palatka and Ocala, who have a large number of mobile home dealers. And we started calling them to find out who moves and sets their mobile homes, because all of them don't have those people that work for them. And we found Hercules Home Land and Survey Company that sets mobile homes and modular buildings, et cetera. We had them come over, and they were the best. Not the best of the three, but they were the best overall. And so they quickly moved it over. We had a 25-year-old building that had rotten floors, had rotten around the windows. We didn't, I don't know how many times the roof had been patched, but we didn't know if we could move that building and put it back together and make it work. But as it turned out, the building was solid. The frame underneath had not been impacted by the oil, the salt air from the ocean. And the Lord just blessed us getting that moved. And within a week and a half, we were back in it. So just one example. briefly, Brent and Jackie from the cemetery, we couldn't have done this project without them. We had to do it in two phases, and as you saw when we closed the back phase, we had to access everybody through the cemetery and over. You had to drive through dirt and rain and everything else. But just thinking the people that were involved with that project, the people that volunteered to man the cemetery, the parking lots over here, direct traffic to help people that were physically disabled to try to get in the church without the least interruptions. I thank them. When we signed a contract with DNS, the contractors originally did the work. We were pretty adamant that we stood our ground in terms of the number of loads of dirt that would be brought in and the number of loads of dirt that were taken out. Based on our soil samples, we were estimating 100 loads of incoming dirt and fill and approximately 47 loads of dirt going out, tree stumps, trees, grass, taking the top surface off the land. And as you know, with the slightest rain, we had 2 and 3 feet of water that would settle in the back. And I think Pastor James and Pastor Josh actually stuck two vehicles and had to go over to the cemetery to get theirs to get out. But the Lord knew the soil. He knew what was there. And so the company, DNS, was graciously signed the contract, meaning that if there was more loads of dirt to come in, it wasn't the church's accountability. They would absorb it. If it was less, then they would benefit from it. So, and in the process, DNS brought in about 28 loads of dirt less, but they gave us stuff back. They gave us all the sidewalk pouring, the two sections that we just recently did. Not only did they give the labor on that, they also gave the concrete. And probably they broke even. They didn't keep that. But that was just the Lord working. The owner called last week because we were searching for the concrete bill for that. And he said, look, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. So the Lord has just, I can't tell you how many ways he's blessed us. Palm Valley Overlay District. And I brought this up. If you hear the stories about Palm Valley Overlay District, you don't want to go in front of that board. I mean, you simply don't. because they never approve anything from the very beginning. And we had two meetings. I helped one, and Pastor James helped the other. And I said this morning, Pastor James did a lot better job than me. But the way the Lord positioned us on the agenda, we got our plans approved and everything on one try, both meetings. And not a soul in either meeting that was in there in some five different companies, they left having to go back to the drawing board and rework their stuff to meet the requirements of Palm Valley Overlay Board. So the Lord just blessed us considerably. And the last thing was our landscape contractor. And, you know, when we looked at the plan originally, we were going to have to put in about 90 trees. You have to mitigate a tree. If a tree is 6 inches in diameter, you have to replace that with 6 inches of trees. And we only had the borderline of the property that we could put trees in. So we challenged that with the county, went back. We got a revised plan. The contractor that we had put in the trees, again, the Lord, when he starts working in your heart and tells you, starts questioning things, you have to listen and go back. And we found a contractor that puts in $10 million worth of trees a year. That's some 9,500 trees. They have the equipment to do it. They can get it done very quickly. And so we didn't go with the first landscaper. We went with the second one. And as it turned out, we were going to border the property with pine bark. And Alex called me one day and said, look, I've got 26 pallets of bahia that I can't use. Where can you use it? And I'm thinking, we were thinking, boy, we'd like to have that bahia, but we can't pay for the $280 something a pallet. And he said, no, I'll bring it out, I'll lay it myself, and I'll cover that. So he did. And in all the trees, you have to have what we call bubblers. And they irrigate the trees when you put them in. You have to have them in there for the trees to survive. You can't go out and water everything by hand. It'd take you physically too many hours. He provided all that at his cost. Okay, and he did it all in one day. I mean, it was just quick. So we were almost done. And we elected to keep the area where the church is going. We're just going to spray it and try to maintain it because we didn't have sod. We didn't have anything to put there temporarily. So again, Alex come out and we were looking at things and he said, what are you going to do over here? This is dirt. And I said, it's going to stay dirt. We're going to spray it. And he said, look, I've got a company downtown that I had a $400,000 contract with. They've changed the plans, and I've got, I think it was 68 pallets of Bermuda that they told me to just get rid of. He said, I'll bring it out and put it down. No charge. He said, now, when my guys come out in that bus, there's crazy people. They'll get out and start throwing sod down. You just got to let them go. So we did, and it was just amazing that the Lord just benefited, you know, us so much. When you listen to him, he is only sharing what is good for you. And the way everything turned out, we were in a parking lot one day, and so many good things were happening, we just had to stop and physically pray. And praise the Lord for all that he had done. Because in a project like this, you know, we were fortunate. We get to see every entity that goes on. Things are critical. When you get a critical point, things have to happen for you to move to the next thing. And the Lord was always there. We didn't have any issues. Instead of being behind 3 or 4 weeks on construction, we ended up three or four weeks ahead. So we're going now to phase two. We're going to step out on faith. We've got plans that we had to do for the county to get through phase one. So we're just going to ask the Lord to lead us. I don't know what his time frame is. Don't know how he's going to do it. But I know that he will get it done. So.
As Bob said, we're going to step out on faith, just like we did the first time, and know that God provides. I just wanted to share real quick, as I did earlier this morning, about why are we doing this? Why are we building a new building? And it's not for the sake of just having a new building. It's our desire isn't to say, look at us, we have a sparkling new building, and we're not doing it for the purpose of trying to draw people into the church. We're a family here, and hopefully you feel that way. If you don't feel that way, dive in, you will. But we're a family here, and as the leaders of the church, desire to do things as the leader of a family would. And anybody who leads a family knows that you want to provide for your family well. We have many people each day who come in and serve the body, and we want to provide pleasant, healthy surroundings for those. We know that there are a lot of people out there that are looking for a good church, and we would define that as one who demonstrates God's love and preaches the truth. And and that's what our desire is that you find when you come in here. But we do know, and we've seen the church body grow as people have begun to find out that, hey, you know that little church over there behind those bushes that you really can't see, that you need to go check them out. And so as that's happening and as we're growing and as we're having more families come in and more little ones, more older ones, more just more, period, our desire is to have a place that feels like home. You know, in your own home, sometimes as your family grows, you either go and you find a new home or you make do with what you have and you turn one room of the house into a nursery and you just make do. But sometimes you get to the point you just can't expand anymore and it's time to do new. And that's where we really found ourselves and said, Lord, what would you have us to do? And as I said, the process started a couple of years before we actually started building because we were waiting for a consensus of the unity of the Spirit to say, now's the time. And a year ago, he spoke and said, now's the time. And so we've gotten the parking lot finished, and now we're moving forward with the building. And it's just amazing to see what God's doing. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And 2 Timothy 2:2 says, the things you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And if you look at the sentiment behind that, the principle behind it, this is what we desire to do, is to not just leave names on plaques, but to leave a church body moving forward with men who are leading it, who are staying with the truth, staying with the heart of Christ, and that people can come in and be a part of a body that has history. And so that's really what our desire is, that when you come, you feel like a part of the family and a place where you would want to bring your extended family to and just say, you know, I want to share the hope that's in my heart with you. Will you come home with me? So that's kind of our feelings. So, Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we thank you for the way that you just continue to amaze us in the way that you provide. Lord, you tell us if we will just trust in you, if we will offer our sacrifices to you, if we'll just put our trust in you, you'll deliver. And Lord, that's what we've done. And Lord, that's what we continue to do. And Lord, your timing is what will determine when this church building is built. But Lord, we know that you will do it. We have faith in that. And Lord, we trust your timing in doing that. Lord, we love you and we thank you for loving us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.